come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
Prepare to meet on this day one who will lead you to sacred ground. During this new journey, avoid all lower animal passions. Your creative powers will be awakened to translate the mysteries of mind and soul.
Together we find a way through the keyhole, into the strangest world you've ever seen. It was full of puzzling characters, playing a crazy game called the Caucus Race.
Wow, wait.
Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
From the roots of rustic truths to the honor we venerate, we have but the moments to share, so saddle up, my friends, for this land and our hands clench for the cherished strengths. Realizing that when our time is gone, it's gone as the winding dream. And with that, I welcome you to season 3 of Muddy Boots. We begin with Reveries of the Lotus Blossom, part 3. My name is Jub Bird Tenali, host and producer of the show. I want to thank you for listening and subscribing, and if you enjoy what you hear, then please pass the word to other lovers of life, music, and sound. As with previous installments of Reveries, we're gonna take a trippy trip, a psychedelic voyage, if you will, into the galaxies of our mind and beyond. So prepare yourself accordingly and allow your set and setting be like a cozy, cuddly quilt on soft bedding. Without further skidoo, it's time for the fuzzy liftoff to begin, and we'll do so with a poem composed by Way Out There in the Way Down, Macha Bindipold. While we ooze some slithy words playing like a fiddle, and weaving beamish songs that tickle like a riddle, when suddenly the rascal wabbit of great renown swiftly hoppity hops through a hole to the way down, we find ourselves standing at the curious crossroads, where rival gangs of tricksters fight each other to a standstill. But then, without any clues, bafflement ensues. Away, away from that we go, but not really, for beside our feet we discover a book that opens up and hands us a note with the following words scribbled and scratched all about. The trees sneeze and the wind blows. Caterpillar puffs lazily unslurred. The hills laugh and the earth quakes. A Mad Hatter's words are timely blurred. We are the formless, wingless one, like dust particles in a cup of tea. We are sparkles of hopes and dreams until the gods put tossing dice to see. The leaves leave and the ground grows, with caps and bells to adorn our home. The mud burps and the pond wakes. Slops and glops we to roam ever foam. We are the timeless, shapeless one. Like fairy puffs the confetti of song, we burst forth casting trails of tales until the grasping, going, going, gone.
Mapping the source. What a marvelous jest. The trickster's mischievous meddling has blessed. Psychedelic cartography's quixotic quest. With an answer that's questioned cannot be expressed. The center is everywhere. You are the light. An internal eternity, empty and bright. Where opposites merge and all versions unite. Enter into the infinite. Do it tonight. This is the mystery. This is the one. The heart of the matter, where pattern is spun. The true, great, and only. We've already won. For the wonder's unceasing. It's never begun. Because the thing's not a thing. It's a field, it's a point, it's vibrating strings. It's the anything out of which everything springs. It's the lucent, elusive illusion of being.
I followed him down his rabbit hole and suddenly found myself falling down, down, down. At the bottom, I nearly caught the rabbit as he ran along a crooked corridor. Then he disappeared through a tiny door, and that's where all my ups and downs began. I drank from the magic bottle, which made me small enough to go through the door, but not tall enough to reach the key that I'd left upon the table. I ate a magic cookie, which made me so big, I filled the room entirely. I cried with vexation until an ocean of my tears floated the magic bottle up to me.
Thank you. I've had a lot of experiences which have changed my idea of reality profoundly. The idea of reality as a singular noun doesn't make any sense to me at all anymore.
What model do you use?
I like the sociological term glass and grid, which some sociologists use. Kozubski called it your system of abstractions, which means a lot if you know the mathematical school he was working from, but doesn't mean much to most readers. Leary coined the magnificent term reality tunnel. I call it a neurological reality tunnel. Everybody has their own neurological reality tunnel.
When the morning of your eyes comes waking through my shadows, leaving just a trace of twilight sleep, I whisper to the baby raindrops playing on my window and tell them gently this is not the time that they should weep. For somewhere in my mind there is a painting box. I have every color there, it's true. Just lately when I look inside my painting box, I seem to pick the colors of you. My Friday evening's footsteps plodding dully through this black town, are far away now from the world that I'm in. My eyes are listening to some sounds that I think just might be springtime. With daffodils between my toes, I'm laughing at the wind. And somewhere in my mind there is a painting box. I have every color there, it's true. Just lately when I look inside my painting box, I seem to pick the colors of you. Above me catches all the strength of summer. Fishes stop and ask me where I am bound. I smile and shake my head and say my little ship is sinking. But I kind of like the sea that I'm on, and I don't mind if I do drown. All somewhere in my mind painting box, I have every color there, it's true. Just lately when I look inside my painting box, I seem to pick the colors of you.
Evoke light out of the universe. In the same way, you, by virtue of having a soft skin, evoke hardness out of wood.
Change the same thing.
over here, we've found something new. It's a light, it's alive, it is truer than true. And we don't think this knowledge belongs to the few. It's a human endeavor. We're bringing it through. It's a birthright, a deathright. We claim it as ours. For the whole human race as we take to the stars. When you know you're all one, you don't want to fight wars. When your loved ones are hungry, you share what is yours.
In the springtime, we sing a roundelay as we travel along, and we hear the blithe cuckoo singing his song.
Alia, holra kikia, holra cuckoo, holra kikia, holra cuckoo, holra kikia, holra cuckoo, holra kikia,
ho. Oh, I went to Peter's flowing spring,
Stare at the three-dimensional eye on the jacket of this album, or choose a spot on the wall. This will be your point of fixation. It should be a little above eye level so that your eyes will roll upward slightly, or you can use a hypnotic disc or a thumbtack, or you can stare at the corner of the wall where the wall and the ceiling come together.
That's it. If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it isn't, and contrarywise, what it is, it wouldn't be, and what it wouldn't be, it would.
Nipala mi bakawa, nipala mi bakawa, mi baka wa mi pala mi baka wa cho mi wiri zibaya cho mi wiri zibaya patukuma baka wa tukuma Juma wili kwenda, juma wili kwenda. Una kumbaki sefi, una kumbaki sefi.
So then, just in the same way as you don't focus your attention on how you make your thyroid gland function, so in the same way you don't have any attention focused on how you shine the sun.
Is the universe real? Is the singer the song? Existential anxiety's grip can be strong. Were those monks who just meditate right all along, or is this something else and we all had it wrong? It's hard to be certain these states are the same as the ones that have long unpronounceable names in like Hindi or Sanskrit, though folks often frame their experience thusly with no sense of shame. Equating these states can be tricksy as hell, because unless you have followed the path to the well, you don't know what the water's like. How can you tell which presumptive assumptions you've yet to dispel?
Thank you. change. No things.
And so, of course, the riddle of consciousness is one of the central ones. A major turning point was Krzyzewski's Science and Sanity, which persuaded me that we can't make meaningful statements about one reality. All we can do is talk about comparative realities as perceived by different instruments, which includes the instrument that reads all the instruments, which is the human nervous system. Not the brain, the whole nervous system. Every evaluation is an evaluation of the organism as a whole, because the nervous system interlocks with the immunological system, the endocrine system, the neuromuscular system, and so on. So that every evaluation you make is an evaluation of your whole body, and separating it into mind and body is a fictitious dichotomy. It's a synergetic process.
Again, right in his darling new house. I was going in the front door just as he was rushing out the back. He got away again. I ate a cookie which said eat me and grew so big inside the house, I nearly raised the roof. I reached out through a window down to the garden and found a piece of carrot which cured me of being such a giant. In a moment, I was no taller than the grass on the lawn and on easy speaking terms with the flower.
This is meant metaphorically. Never explain metaphysics with physics. You'll mix up your brain. Let us not give our scientists cause to complain we're abusing their musings or call us insane. Metaphysics and physics share multiple goals, but our methods diverge, so there's two different roles to be filled by some competent diggers of holes who can dig that we're digging at opposite poles. May we meet in the middle. I hope that we do. Our respective perspectives reflecting the true. May we warm and inform one another's milieu while expecting respect and protecting our view.
Once I had sunshine, she could see it all, like she'd be
La Belle.
Isobel, she is so pretty, truth to tell. Wildwood's eyes and primrose hair, quietly all the woods so wild. Mauves of moss and daphne dews, how all so still she lay, neath of the white thorn, child of tree, like some lost happy leaf, like glowing flower stilled, as fain would she anon, for soon again twill be. Win me, woo me, wed me. Ah, weary me.
So everybody says, all right, know yourself, look within, find out who you are. Because the harder you look, you won't be able to find it, and then you'll realize that it isn't there at all. There isn't a separate you.
All ideas are true in some sense, false in some sense, meaningless in some sense, true and false in some sense, true and meaningless in some sense, false and meaningless in some sense, and true and false and meaningless in some sense. If you repeat this 666 times, you will achieve absolute supreme enlightenment in some sense.
Thank you.
To encompass this mystery, mind must embrace a yet more bizarre model of mass, time, and space. Let's begin as beginners, then. Let us erase our outmoded beliefs as we fall into grace. Now go far enough in this case to admit that if the term entheogen is legit to describe any substance at all, this is it. Perhaps that explains why they say, holy shit. Concentrate, consecrate, consummate, win. Then resume the consuming, take turns with a friend. Don't get scared, don't resist it. Just let it all in. Now allow it to happen. Release from within.
I met a caterpillar who blew alphabetical smoke from his pipe and talked incessantly in rhythm. He got me back to my proper height with a magic piece of mushroom. And I was getting lost in the woods all over again. When who do you suppose jumped up from nowhere?
Why, the famous Cheshire Cat.
Grin and all. When I asked him if he'd seen the rabbit, he kept disappearing and dodging the issue. Sometimes all I could see were his teeth in the dark forest, which was absolutely no help at all.
Experience of transcending time. Saturn was the god of time. The experience of feeling that this body right here and now is only a cross-section of a process that has been going on for 4 billion years approximately in this section of space-time, and may be related to similar processes going on elsewhere in space-time, possibly. It's a sense of immortality, in a sense that when this body dies, the genetic vector of which this body is an expression will just continue through time. And that the rules and laws governing that level cannot be yet, maybe never will be, put into really scientific terms, even as we decode the genome. The only way to really begin to understand it is by direct experience of the archetypes, whatever the hell they are and wherever they come from.
E por que é que a gente tem que ser marginal ou cidadão? Diga, Zezé.
É pra ter a ilusão de que pode escolher, viu, Dodó?
E por que é que a gente tem que ter um medo danado de tudo na vida? Diga, Zezé.
É pra aprender que o medo é o nosso melhor conselheiro, viu, Dodó?
Sorrisos, creme dental e tudo. E por que é que a felicidade anda me bombardeando? Diga, Zezé.
Anda o quê, Dodó?
Anda me bombardeando.
É pra provar que ninguém mais tem o direito de ser infeliz, viu, Dodó?
E por que é que um Zé qualquer de vez em quando tem que dar sete supapo na mulher? Diga, Zezé.
Ah, isso é pra no outro dia de manhã cedinho vender muito jornal, viu, Dodó?
E por que é, e por que é, e por que é, e por que é, linda Zezé?
É porque, viu, Dodó?
É porque há e por cá, é porque é e por quê, é porque e por que, é porque ó e por có, é porque há e por cá, é porque é e por quê, é porque e por que, é porque ó e por có, é porque há e por cá, é porque é e por quê, é porque e por que, é porque ó e por có.
the consciousness state you're in at this moment is the same thing as what we might call the divine state. If you do anything to make it different, it shows you don't understand that it's so.
You'll know if you hit it, believe me, you will. Though it's totally magical, gentle, and chill just to flirt with the edge, I'm telling you still, when you come to the center, it's realer than real. I can't stress this enough. It's a part of the bit, like remembering something I always forget. But as soon as I blow out that last cloudy hit, coming back to me fast though, oh yeah, this is it. This is all that there could be, or ever has been. The unmanifest void where all being begins. There's nowhere but there, and there's no time but then. It is something you are, not just something you're in. But to say that it's empty in some sense belies the abundance of cosmos of which it's comprised. The ephemeral figures the ground underlies are the constructs in which conscious viewpoints arise.
Pens and paper, just sit down and work for an hour. Oh goodness, how can we escape? But it's not worthwhile. All I can do is smile. Down gallons of glandular corridors of the dark castle, the pompous old bellman is tolling one bell. At bath times, the hippies in chains, they are crossing the hall, where Hitler is making his new film about it all. We slip through a pew and escape, but I just don't know. All I can do is grow. Tell me more, what down Main Street I go on a duffel coat, hoping instead for a little room yawn. I'm so tired with this big bag of coal on my head. It's a top hat I'm trying to sell, or a lesson to learn, vaguely seeking some fire to burn. While a whole group of middle-aged persons with dwarfish expressions and tinned conversations in Sunday bless blue, standing around for a photograph, watch the cuckoo. Do you need any coal? But it doesn't appear that they do. Then I offered my throat to the wolf, but I just can't die. All I can do is love. skirts off the midsummer wool. Cooking soup with stale words and fresh meanings, it tastes so good. The green wolf with his bunch of red roses is slinking away. All on a summer's day.
Should have known better than to visit the Queen of Hearts.
She was so cruel. She would cut off a card's head just for plain white roses instead of red.
There's a cat. How I wondered how you're that. Up above the world you pry, like a fur cloud way up high. Welcome again to the A-side of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom, Part 3. My name is Tum Tum Trees Knees Tenali. I invite you to leave a rating and review of the show on iTunes and upon the social media landscape, on places like Instagram and Facebook. And if not already, please subscribe to Muddy Boots wherever you do the podcast thingamajig. You can find notes and a playlist of this episode, as well as others, at muddybootsradio.org. I cut up parts of the wonderfully fantastic poem Mapping the Source by the Tea Fairy. Find that and other essays of hers over at arrowwood.org. They come highly recommended. She carries the entheogenic torch like no other. She deserves ice cream, and so do you. Alrighty, be sure to flip on over to the B-side to continue the voyage. You'll be very, very glad that you did. See you over yonder.